Today's daf is Shvuas daf Chof Ches, and we're at the two dots, about 15 lines from the bottom of daf Chof Zayin Amud Beis. So the Mishnah on daf Chof Zayin Amud Beis said, Shvuas shaloi oichel kikirzu, Shvuas shaloi oichlena, Shvuas shaloi oichlena. So a person swore that he's not going to eat kikirzu. He swore it three times, some eshtemol, some sveitemol, some dritemol. He said the same thing, essentially, three times. Einoi chayev ala achas. The halacha is, he's only chayev once. What is he chayev? Bemezid. He'd be chayev malkus. Beshoigi, he'd be chayev korban oil v'yoy, right? But the chiddush is that even though he said shvuah shaloi oichel kikirzu three times, only one shvuah is chal. What's the reason? Because once a shvuah is chal, ein shvuah chal al shvuah. At that point, there's no makim for a second shvuah to be chal. There's also an idea of ein eser chal al eser, the avni meluim and shayel sechuvas, perik yud beis, raid that we've spoken about in the past. Either way, so the Gemara had asked that what's the nuance between the lashon shvuah shaloi oichel kikirzu and shvuah shaloi oichlena. They both mean I'm not going to eat this piece of bread. So why was the first shvuah mentioned in the Mishnah with the lashon shvuah shaloi oichel and the second shvuah mentioned with the lashon of shvuah shaloi oichlena? So the Gemara answered that, and now the Gemara asks another kasha. Why did the Mishnah have to mention three shvuahs? If the chiddush of the Mishnah is that ain't shvuah chal shvuah, so just tell me shvuah shaloi oichel, shvuah shaloi oichlena, and I'll know that ain't shvuah chal shvuah, ain't a chayiv alachas. Why do we need three? So the Gemara hasul amali hakamash malon. The chiddush is chiyuva hu daleka hashvuah ika. The chiddush of the Mishnah is that even though it's true, ein chayev ela achas, but it's only ein chayev ela achas. But you want to know if the second shvuah is chal, really the second shvuah is chal. But if there's no chiyuv as a result of the second shvuah or the third shvuah, l'may nafkemina that it's chal, the mashkechas ravcha chayla, in the event that it has an opportunity sometime in the future to be chal, meaning the circumstances change and now there's an ability for the second shvuah to be chal, how would that be possible if the first shvuah went away? It will be chal. My hilchasa, and how is that possible? If this person who made a shvuah shaloi oichel, if he goes to a rav and he's matir shvuah, mutalach, so it comes out the shvuah is not there anymore. If the shvuah is not there anymore, now it's possible for the second shvuah to be chal. So that's the diak. The reason we mention a third shvuah is to teach me a chiddush, meaning there's a chiddush in shvuah shaloi oichel, shvuah shaloi oichlena, and now there's a chiddush by telling me even a third shvuah, and the chiddush is that it's only le'inyin, the chiyuvim, le'inyin malkus, le'inyin the carbon oil of Yoyre, that the third shvuah is not chal. But the shvuah is ba'ilam, l'may nafkemina, it's hovering, it's ready to pounce in the event that something happens. What would happen? What would happen is if the person was shoyel, if he was mater shvuah, so now that he's mater shvuah, it's possible for the shvuah to be chal. Rashi, when he speaks through this sugya, right here, and again, twice later in the sugya, says that the reason this would work is based on a lomdus, and that is that when somebody is matir shvuah, he's oikir the shvuah of the mafreya. If a person makes a neder, he can be matir neder. If a person makes a shvuah, he can be matir shvuah. It's really machloikis b'shami b'silah, but we pass like b'silah that a person could be shoyel on a shvuah. If a person is mekabel nazirus, he could be matir his nazirus. If a person makes something hektish, he could be shoyel on hektish. So there's a concept of sheila. You sit down, Shimon or Rabbi say, it's what we do every Rosh Hashanah. There's an idea of being mater neder, mater shvuah, mater hektish, mater aziras. When the Rav is mater it, the lomdus, the way it works, is not that he's mater it mikanu laba, but rather he's oikir lamafreya. It's as if he had never made the shvuah. That's in contrast to hafara. If a woman makes a neder or a shvuah or an aziras, the halacha is that her father or husband could be mefer. And that works not lemafreya, that works mikanu labot. So you do it, the Rambam Shita, the Rambam, when he brings the halachas of atara and hafara, he brings it in the reverse. The Rambam says, atara, she'ela works mikanu labot, hafara works lemafreya. It's one of the most shveri Rambams in Yad Chazaka, v'kam mekumus in nishtabru. But that's certainly not the pashtus. The pashtus is that she'ela works lemafreya, hafara works mikanu labot. So it says Rashi, being that she'ela works lemafreya, so if a person makes a shvuah, and then he makes another shvuah, if he's shoyel on the first shvuah, huvra adav lemafreya, that there was never a shvuah, because it worked. If there was never a shvuah, so now the second shvuah would be chal. That's the chiddush by mentioning it a third time. Says the Gemara, it's a chiddush, right? I think I have a raya. Someone was makabel to naziros, and he counted the first naziros. So let's say a person said hareini nazir, and then he said again hareini nazir. Stam naziros is lamed yoyin. So when a person says hareini nazir, he has to now observe the laws of naziros for 30 days. He said hareini nazir a second time. So what's the halacha? He's going to have to observe a second Naziris. So he's going to complete his Naziris. He's going to stay away from wine and from Tumah, etc. for 30 days. He's going to bring his Karbanos. He's going to shave all the head off his hair. He's going to do everything he needs to do, and then he's going to start all over again. He's going to repeat the steps because he said Areini Nazir twice. What happened over here was this person counted 30 days. V'hirfish alei karban. He was even mafresh a karban. V'achakach nishal alei rishayna. And then he went to a Rav, and he was shayil on his Naziris. And the Rav said, mutalach, mutalach, mutalach. So comes out now, retroactively, Huvrat Davod Mafreya, there was no first Naziris. Says the Braisa Chiddush, also leishniya berishayna. He doesn't have to count the second Naziris. Because now the Lamafreya, we will oikre the first Naziris. So it comes out then that he observed already the second Naziris. Because when he was keeping the first Naziris, why wasn't it considered a kiyum of the second Naziris? Because it was a kiyum of the first Naziris. But to the extent that we're oikre the first Naziris to Lamafreya, so now Lamafreya, a gevaldige chiddush, he doesn't have to keep another Naziris. We could say that the 30 days that he was pirish from all the Yisurei Nazir actually is a kiyum of the second Nazir. So what do you see? This concept, this idea that even though when the person was Mekabel originally, the second Naziris, it wasn't Chal, because it wasn't going to be Chal until he observed the first Naziris. But now that he was Shoyal on the first Naziris, the Mafreya, we say it was Chal. So Levi Masayeli, that's Mamish Lahalach of the Mishnah. That if a person says, Shvuah Shalai Yoichel, Shvuah Shalai Yoichel, so even though the second Shvuah is not Chal now, because ain't shvuah chal al shvuah, but at the same time it's hovering, and the imashkech is rav chal chayla. That if l'mafreya the person is now shoyel on the shvuah, it could be chal, but the Gemara says there's a difference. Hachi hasht hasam naziris miyo isa. When a person was mekabel two naziris, the second naziris is chal. Why is it chal? Dechimanu l'rishayna, because after the person keeps the first naziris by mahadib ben l'shniyah, at that point he's going to have to keep the second one, b'loy sheila, hacha shvua shniyah mi isa klal. But over here, as it relates to shvua, is the second shvua chal by the naziris manav shach, even without sheila, the second naziris is chal. It was chal in that after you finish the first Naziris, you have to keep the second Naziris. So the Naziris is Ba'olam for sure. Being that it's Ba'olam before, even though, really, based on his Kabbalah, had everything gone as planned, he would not have observed the second Naziris until he finished the first Naziris. But now, Al Yidei Shela, we could say he already observed the second Naziris at the time that we thought he was observing the first Naziris. But by Shvuah Chal HaShvuah, the second Shvuah is not Chal at all. If a person says Shvuah Shalei Echel Kikrezu, Shvuah Shalei Echel Kikrezu, as far as everything is right now, there's never going to be the second Shvuah, Shvuah Shalei Echel. It's not like, oh, it's going to be Chal in a month from now. No, it's never going to be Chal. So it could be, being that at the time that it was uttered, there was no Makkim at all for it to be Chal, even though now the circumstances changed. And not only did they change, they changed on a Lamafreya level. It's over a double Lamafreya, it could be the second Shvuah will not be chal. Oh, my Rav, Nishbal Kikar. If a person swears that he's not going to eat a piece of bread, again, Shvuah Shalai Eichel Kikar Zufa Achla, and he ate it, and now he wants to be Shayla. So that's an interesting Shayla. So there's a concept, a person can be Shayla on a Nedar, on a Shvuah, etc. What if the person already violated the Shvuah? So he said, Shvuah Shalai Eichel Kikar Zufa, he ate. He was over. He's supposed to get Malkus. He says, oops, I have a problem. Then he hears, oh, there's halach of Shayla. So he runs to a Rav. He says, I want to be oikir the Shvuah of my Freya. So it's going to come out now that I was never oikir my Yisr Shvuah. This was the Shayla that Rav discussed. A Geshmak Shayla. Nishbal Kikar. Again, a person swore that he's not going to eat a kik of Achla and he ate it. So he was oikir the Shvuah. Im Shayim, imen a Kezayis. If there's a Kezayis left over of this piece of bread, meaning he didn't finish eating it, there's a Kezayis left over, Nishallah, he could be Shayla. Achla, cool. But if he ate the entire piece of bread, ain't Nishallah, at that point, it's too late. I'm going to read the Rav, the Ravashi. So look at the names. So this was Rav Acha, Rav's son, told Rav Ashi. So Rav said this halacha, and now Rav's son was harving over a memra that his father had said, and maybe his father wasn't alive, but either way, he posed the question, not to his father, he posed it to Rav Ashi. So Amalei Rav Acha bray the Rav of the Rav Ashi, hey chidami, I don't understand my father's halacha. If the shvua was shvua shalai oichal, and we saw at the end of yesterday's daf, the Gemara said, Shvuah Shalai Eichel means I won't even eat a kezayis of this piece of bread. That means kezayis kama of the liyasurah. So as soon as you eat a kezayis, you already did an isser. So if you already did an isser, you shouldn't be able to be shoyal anymore. What did Rava said? If you left over a kezayis, you could be shoyal. It sounds like you ate 10 kezayis, but you left over the 11th kezayis. you could be shayel. L'chura, if the nusach ha-shvua was shvua shalai yoichel, then I was over as soon as I ate a kezayis. If I was over as soon as I ate a kezayis, who cares that I left over a kezayis? Once I was over the shvua at that point, shouldn't it be too late? And either I'm a shvua shalai yichlena, if the shvua was not shvua shalai yoichel, but rather shvua shalai yichlena. And again, we saw at the end of yesterday's daf. What does shvua shalai yichlena mean? I'm not going to eat the entire thing, then my yuri kezayis. The why does he even have to leave over a kezayis? If it's a kosher nami, even if he leaves over a kosher, that should be enough. Because if he leaves over a kosher, it comes out that he wasn't over the shvua yet. If he wasn't over the shvua, what's this kezayis? Where does kezayis come into it? Gemara says, Ibai semesh le'echel, Ibai semesh le'echelenu. So Rav Ashi told him, you can explain Rava's halacha in a case where he said shvua shalai yoichel or shvua shalai yoichlen. How so? Ibai semesh shalai yoichel. I can explain it where he said shvua shalai yoichel. What's the kasha? If he said shvua shalai yoichel and he already ate a kezayis, who cares that he left over a kezayis? To the extent that he ate a kezayis, at that point he was over the shvua. If he was over the shvua, it should be too late. The teretz is, migu de mahani le shela kezayis basra, being that he left over a kezayis. So for the last kezayis, which is usr, now there is a reason, or there's a mocker for the Sheila to be chal, because the Sheila is going to say that I, although based on the original Shvua, I wasn't allowed to eat this last kezayis, now I could eat it. So the Sheila is going to be chal for the last kezayis. Again, what does it mean it's going to be chal? It's going to be matarit. So mahanyu le Sheila nami kezayis kama. So maybe there's a migu. You find these concepts of migu throughout Shas. Migu is something you always find. A migu is, since this works for this, it works for that. There's the migu in the Bavis, that's the koyach hataina of migu, where two people are arguing something in Bezdin. If one person has a migu and the other person doesn't, the person that has a migu is considered to have a better taina. But then there's this type of migu. Since it works for this, it'll work for that, even though really it shouldn't work for that. So again, here too, there's an idea of migu. Iba yaseima shlo chlena. He tell you that Rava was talking about a case where the person said shvua shalai yechlena. So what was the kasha? If he said shvua shalai yechlena, the iser shvua was don't eat the entire kikar. So as long as he doesn't eat the entire kikar, he should be able to be shayo. So why does it say that if he left over a kezayis, it could be shayo? Even if he ate more than that, even if he only left over a mashu, that should be enough. Says the Gemara, asfara, ishay, kezayis, choshev, le'etchuli ala. If he left over a kezayis, that's considered choshev, ve'iloi, loi choshev, le'etchuli ala. What's pashav shah? Why is a kezayis choshev? Because first of all, kezayis is always choshev, and specifically when we talk about macholas asura, is kezayis is choshev. So if there's a kezayis left over, so that means there's a sheer choshev as a relates to Isser Shvuos. So over there, the halacha is a gibishayo. But if you don't have a kezayis, you can't be shayo. Faith the Gemara Meisvei, I'll ask you a kasha. Is that true? Meaning, essentially, what we're saying is that Nishbal Kika, if a person swears he's not going to eat a piece of bread, he eats it, and he eats the entire piece of bread, he can't be shayo anymore. The only time you can be shayo is if he left over something. What do you have to leave over? You have to leave over a kezayis. But if you leave over pachas mi kezayis, Rava said, you can't be shayo. Meisvei, from the brisa we mentioned a moment ago, mishan adashtei naziris. If someone was makabel two naziris, again, he said, hareini nazir, hareini nazir, uman rishayna, and he kept the first naziris. Rivash olei carbon, and then he was mafish a carbon, va'achakach nishol ol rishayna, and then he was shayo on the first naziris. Also, leishnei b'rishayna. So we saw a chiddush that she'ela is oiker than naziris l'mafreya. Again, Rashi says it throughout the Gemaras. So if was oiker than Naziris l'mafreya. So it comes out he was never Mekabel two Naziris. He was really only Mekabel one Naziris. And he already observed the laws of Naziris for 30 days. So let that be a kiyum of the second Naziris. Also loy shnia birishayna. What originally was supposed to be the first Naziris can now be the second Naziris. But what do you see from here? That a person can be shayel even after he finished. Because he already counted the 30 days. He was even mafresh the carbon. So if he was even already mafresh the carbon, doesn't that mean he completed the Naziris? So now the Gemara goes through a little bit of Masechtas Nazir. No, Hachav Mayaskin B'Shlo Kippur. It's true he was mafresh the carbon, but he didn't bring the carbon. And until you bring the carbon, you didn't complete the Naziris. How do you become Ois Nazir? Bringing karbonos. That's what a nazir needs to do at the end of his term in order for him not to be a nazir anymore. By the way, Lashon HaGemara is b'shalei kiper, as if to say the karbonos is a mechaper. It's really machlokes in Shas. Rabbi Elazar kaper in the Chachamim, whether every nazir is a choyte or whether he's not a choyte. But either way, Vatanya, we learned in a brisa kiper, there's a brisa that says that even if someone was mekabel to nazirois, he kept the first nazirois, he was mafresh the karbon and kiper, he already brought the carbon. Even then, it can be shayos. So it's mafurish that even if he brought the carbonus, but the Gemara is still making a kimta. It's talking about where he didn't do the teglachas. Every nazir wasn't allowed to touch his hair while he was a nazir. That's when you think of a nazir, you think of someone with really long hair. But at the same time, when he finished his naziris, he had a mitzvah staglachas. He had a mitzvah to go to the reverse, to the other extreme. He had to shave every piece of hair off his body. So, Batanya, so just like Gilech, will make the akimta that the person was makabel to naziris. He counted the 30 days. He was mafresh the kabbonis. He brought, but he didn't do the teglachas. Rabbi Lozi, and we're going to go into Rabbi Eliezer. The amat teglachas ma'akva. There's a shittas Rabbi Eliezer that holds that if a nazir doesn't do the teglachas, it's like a nazir that didn't bring the kabbonis. It's ma'akiv. He can't become not a nazir anymore. So again, the naziris is still there. So if the naziris is still there, it's not a kasha on Rabbi. Rabbi was talking about where a person said shvuah shalay yoichal and he ate it completely. Oh, if you ate it completely, so the shvuah is not Ba'ilim anymore. If it's not Ba'ilim, you can't be Shoyal. There has to be at least a Kazayas remaining in order to be Shoyal. It's not a kasha from the Nazir because there's still something in the world. What's in the world? The Teglachas is in the world. But the Gemara says, Vatanya, have another Brais, a Gilech. The Brais says the same exact halacha. Yeah, Mishana, the Shtein Aziros, Umana Rishaina, Vehivet Shalayar Karvin, Vekiper, Vegilech. Oh, so now you already did everything. There's nothing left to do. You a Shoyal. You see, Sheila works even when the Nazir is not Ba'ilim. So let Sheila work even when the Shvu is not Ba'ilim. I'm Ravashis. Ravashi said a Geshmak. Kesvara, alumnus, Nazirus Karamis. You're asking me a kasha from Misha Kibel, Misha Nadar Beis Nazirus to Rava Zalacha Nishba Al Kikar. It's not a kasha. Why? Mi garam the Shnei Shalei Tachol Rishay. Why is it that this person that was makabel two Nazirus after he already observed the first Nazirus, listen to this alumnus, has to keep a second Nazirus? Why does he have to keep a second Nazirus? Because he was makabel two Nazirus. But why don't you say that the first 30 days where he kept the laws of Naziris should count as the second Naziris? The teretz is because he needs that to count towards the first Naziris. I'm not breaking any news there. That's pashut. So if you makabel two Naziris, you now have to keep two Naziris. The reason the first Naziris is not oila for the second Naziris, because it has to be oila for the first Naziris. That means that right now, 31 days after this Nazir was makabel two Naziris, the reason this second this person is praving Naziris is because he was makabel two Naziris. Because if not for the first Naziris, he wouldn't be keeping a second Naziris. Meaning it's Pashit, he's keeping the second Naziris because he was makabel the second Naziris. But he's also keeping the second Naziris now because he was makabel the first Naziris. Because had he not been makabel the first Naziris, then the first 30 days would have been oila for the second Naziris. That means right now, the first Naziris is ba'ila. Because it's the reason that I have to keep another Naziris. Because if the first Naziris was a Ba'ilah, why am I keeping a Naziris? Let the first 30 days be the Naziris. Terah says it was the first Naziris. Ah, so the first Naziris is Chai V'Kayam. It's still making an impression. It's making a Roshan. It's the reason that the second Naziris needs to be observed right now. It's for that reason we look at it as being Ba'ilah enough that you can be shayel on it. But when a person says shvuah shalayechal and he eats the kikar, it's gone. The puffus doesn't exist anymore. If it doesn't exist anymore, it's for that reason that it's not possible for a person to be mekabel. But the Gemara is not finished. Says the Gemara, Meimar, my Meimar says, Afilo achla kula nishola. Meimar argued with Rava. So Rava said, Nishbal kikar, and he ate the entire kikar. You can't be shayel. The only time you can be shayel is if you left over. How much do you have to leave over? A kezayis. That's the sheer choshuv. Le'inyin shvuos. So you have to leave over a kezayis. But if you ate it completely, or you left over pachas megazayis, you can't be shayel. Meimar argued, and Meimar said, afilo achla kula, even if you ate the entire kikar nishola, you can be shayel. Why? Because if you ate a b'shoygeg, mechus a carbon. Don't you still have to bring a carbon? And even mezid, mechus a malchus, aren't you going to get malchus? So being that the oynish wasn't niskayim yet, you could still be shayel. So once you bring the carbon, the malchus, and at that point, you're right, you can't be shayel anymore. But as long as the person didn't deal with the repercussions of being over the shvuah yet, at that point, we look at the shvuah as still being ba'ilam, and if the shvuah is still ba'ilam, you could be shayel. But then at Meimer said, avakafsu ala amud, let's say a person said shvuah shalo yoichal kikrzu, and he ate it, it's alav sheyesh by maisa, layachal dvaroi, he's going to get malchus. And now they tie him, and they're about to start hitting him. And at that point, if he wants to be shoyal,
he could be he can't be shayel anymore. Why? Kiddush Shmuel. Amar Shmuel. Shmuel said, "Kafsu ala amid v'rotz mi bezin pati." Remember, this was one of the last gemaras of Masechtas Makis, that if they tie somebody to a post and they are about to give him malchus, and then the person runs away, he's potter. The reason is because the idea of malchus is to get the person to the point where he gets embarrassed. Very good. And the busha that's involved from running away and being tied to the post, this whole chagadia, that is very embarrassing. And we look at that as if it's a kiyum of the malchus. So what do you see from there? Being that if you'd run away at that point, you wouldn't get malchus. It's as if you already got malchus. It's as if you already got malchus. The shvuah is not ba'olam. If the shvuah is not ba'olam, you can't be shayel anymore. But the Gemara says it's not true because hasam rots, hachalei rots. The only reason when a person gets tied to the post and he runs away, he's putted from the malchus, is not because tying the person to the post is as if he got malchus. It's being tied to the post and breaking out and running away and them trying to find you and you somehow escaping. It's that whole process of running away. It's the escape. That's the kapara. That's the v'nikla achicha be'inecha. But just being tied to the post in and of itself is not. So therefore, being tied to the post that the person shayu could be shayu. Because at this point, I didn't get my malchus. Yeah, if he'd be tied to the post and he would run away, now he's potter from malchus. So if he's potter from malchus, as if he got malchus. And just like if he got malchus, even on memer's moed, you can't be shayu. If he is tied to the post and he runs away, you put them in malchus, and therefore you wouldn't be able to be shayel. Bottom line, machlokes is rav and amemer. If a person makes a shvuah and then he's over a shvuah, kishmak a shayel that we started with. Could he be shayel or could he not be shayel? According to Rava, if he ate everything he said he wasn't going to eat, it's too late. If he left over a kezias, he could be shayel. According to amemer, even if he ate everything he said he wasn't going to eat, he could still be shayel. As long as he didn't deal with the repercussions. He didn't bring the carbon if he did a b'shoik, you're getting at malchus if it was a lav she'esh b'maisa. If, however, there are no repercussions, or he already dealt with them, at that point, even a meimer would agree, you can't be shoyl. This next gemara, you have to half cup. Trust me. Amar Rava, shvuah shalai yoichal ki kazu. If a person swears, feels like every daf has a gemara like this. Shvuah shalai yoichal ki kazu. If a person swears that I will not eat this kikar, but he made it totally in a tanai. What was the tanai? He said, I won't eat this piece of bread if I eat the other piece of bread. So I mean, there's two pieces of bread in front of him. One of them he says, but he makes it contingent on something. So what's it contingent on? It's not contingent on somebody giving him money, it's not contingent on the weather. It's contingent upon, if I eat the other piece of bread, then I won't eat this piece of bread. Says the Gemara, va'achal es harishayna b'shaygig, and he ate the rishayna. Rashi says, which one is the shayga? That's the tanai. That's not the one he swore he won't eat. That's the one that he said that if I eat that one, then the shvua shaloi oichal should be chal. So if he ate the kikar of tanai, b'shaygig, vashniya b'mezid, and he ate the second one, that's the one that he swore he won't eat, b'mezid, pater. Talach is his pater. Why is he potter? So Rashi says a very important lumbus. Rashi says that when a person swears that he's not going to eat, but he makes it tolly in something else, you know when the shvuah is chal? It's not chal when he utters the shvuah. Usually, when's the shvuah chal? When he says, shvuah shalei yoichal. That's when you would expect the chaloi shvuah to happen. But that's really not when it happens. The shvuah is chal when he's mekayim the tanai. When he's mekayim the tanai, that's when the shvuah is chal. So if a person says, shvuah shalei yoichal kikar zu, oichal zu, it's when he's observes the im oichel zu, it's at that point that the original shvuah is chal. So if he ate that kikar b'shoigig, zok Rashi sefelt in a adam b'shvuah. Ha adam b'shvuah prat lo'ines. A person has to be daita yalav at the time that he makes a shvuah. And just like we had the Gemara in Daf Chavav HaMeralav, v'pcha nascha, there's an idea that a person has to be 100% aware, cognizant, sober, awake at the time that he makes a shvuah. Otherwise, the shvuah is not chal. So if at the time that he ate the kikar of tanai, he did it b'shoyeg, he didn't realize he was not aware of something, there was some halama. So there's a chisaron in ha'adam b'shvuah. It's what the Gemara is going to call later shvuah shkagos, nidre shkagos, shvuah shkagos. The shvuah is being chal al yudei shoyeg. And that's Shavuos 101. The Shavuos is not going to be chal. What if it was in the reverse? What if it was Rishayna b'mezid, v'shniya b'shoigig? What if he b'mezid ate the kikar of tanai? Meaning, b'mezid, he knew exactly what he was doing, and he knew that if I eat this kikar, it's going to trigger a Shavuah. And then he ate the kikar that he wasn't supposed to eat, which is the kikar he swore he wouldn't eat if he ate the other one, but he ate the second one, b'shoigig. So what's the halacha? Chayev. What's he chayev?
because he ate a b'shogeg at the end of the day. But the point is, he's going to be chayiv. Because being that he ate the kikar of t'nai, b'mezid, that triggered. So it's a little counterintuitive. If you eat the kikar of t'nai b'mezid, then you're going to have chayiv. If you eat the kikar of shvua b'mezid, then you're going to be potter. You would think, shouldn't it be just the opposite? No, you have to think it through. When we say chayiv, it means chayiv. We understand you're eating it b'shogeg, but the point is you have to eat the kikar of t'nai b'mezid. Because if you don't eat the kikar of t'nai b'mezid, it's as if you made the shvua b'shogeg. And if you make the shvua b'shogeg, that's nidre shkogis, that's shvua shkogis, that's a chesaron of other b'shogeg. Shnei b'shogeg, let's say you ate both of them b'shogeg, then you're definitely going to be potter. Why? Because you ate the kikar of t'nai b'shogeg. Shnei b'mezid, let's say you ate them both b'mezid. So, sounds straightforward? No. If you first ate the t'nai, v'ada achle l'yisurei mechayev. Right, so a person again said shvur shloy eichel kikar zu am eichel zu, and he ate both of them. But first he ate the im kikar, the im eichel kikar zu. He ate the one of tanai, and then afterwards he ate the shvur shloy eichel. So when you eat the kikar shal tanai, it's chal and iser shvur on the kikar that you said shloy eichel on the kikar of shvur. So it's pashut that you're going to be chayiv if you now eat it. If you eat it b'mezid, you'll be chayiv. Malchus, just like we said, if you eat a b'shoigig, then you'd be chayiv karmen oil of yoyr. But what if achle li surei? What if you ate first the shvur shal iser? V'hadar achle li tanoi. So again, a person said shvur shal yechel kikar zu umaychel zu. And he first ate the kikar that he swore he won't eat. Now, at that point that he ate it, was he over an iser? It depends. It depends on what's going to happen in the future. If he's going to later eat the kikar shal tanoi, he'll trigger the iser shvua, will come out of mafreya that he ate this iser shvua. If he won't eat the kikar shel tonight, then it'll come out he did nothing. So whether or not you could give him malchus now is not so pasha. You know what it's talian? Plukta the Rabbi Yochanan of Reish Lakish. Lemanda masra safik shma asra chayv. Manda malava shma asra pater. Something that we've had many times. Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan of Reish Lakish. Hasra safik. In order for a person to get malchus, there has to be asra. What does asra mean? You warn the person. I'm letting you know if you eat this, if you do this, then you are going to be chayav malchus for what you did. This is a machloikis. What if a person does something, and at the time that he does it, it's not clear yet whether he's going to get malchus for it. So you can't warn him with certainty. You can't tell him with confidence that if you do this, you're going to get malchus. Why? Because it's totally, and other chips need to fall before we can determine whether, in fact, this person is going to get malchus for what it is he did. Such as in this case. The person is about to sit down. He's about to eat this kikar. Could you tell him, don't eat this kikar? Because if you eat this kikar, you're going to get malchus? No, you can't tell him that. Because he's only going to get malchus im oichel kikar zu. So right now, it's asra sofik. So whether or not you get malchus is totally. If you hold asra sofik, shma asra, you get malchus. If you hold asra sofik, loy shma asra, you won't get malchus. And what is that? Machlokes, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. So that will be totally. So again, if you ate both of them b'mezid, it's not so posh that you're going to be chayiv. It depends on which one you ate first. If you ate the kikar shel tanai first, so then when you sit down and eat the kikar shel iser, there's no asra safik. We know for sure you're not allowed to eat it. So it's posh, you're going to be chayiv. But if you ate the kikar shel iser first, at the time that you ate the kikar shel iser, you can't give the person asra. You can give him asra misafik. Why? Because it's only asra in the event that you're mekayim the tanai. It's totally in the sugya of asra safik shmoy asra, us asra safik la shmo ha asra. We're not done yet. Talon zubazu. What if this person really had a sense of humor? So again, there's two pieces of bread in front of him. In the first case, he was relatively straightforward. He said, Shvua shaloi oichel kikar zu im oichel zu. But now he was having some fun. He said, Shvua shaloi oichel zu im oichel zu. And then he said, Loi oichel zu im oichel zu. So he said, Shvu, I won't eat this piece of bread if I eat this one. And then, using the same two pieces of bread, he went to the other one, and he said, Shvu, shalayechel kikar zu, amaychel zu. So it comes out that each kikar, just keep the principles from the previous Gemara, and this will work. Each kikar is aser mishum iser shvu, and each kikar is aser mishum iser tanai. There was the first shvu and the second shvu. In the first shvu, this one, you can make this one, whichever one you want it to be. But one is this a shvua, and the other one is this a tanai. And in the second shvua, it's in the reverse. The one that was tanai is now shvua, and the one that's shvua is now tanai. So what's the halacha? Talon zu bezu, lay oichel zu im oichel zu, and lay oichel zu im oichel zu, v'ochel, and then he ate, zu bezdoin atzma u b'shigigas chaverta, v'zu bezdoin atzma u b'shigigas chaverta, potter. Zu b'shigigas atzma u b'zayin chaverta, v'zu b'shigigas atzma u b'zayin chaverta chay. Essentially, all the Gemara is saying is that it's the same exact principle. If you eat the tanai b'shigig, then you're not going to be chayiv. if you eat the tnai b'mezid and the shvua b'shoigeg, then you're going to be chayiv karbon oil v'yayir. So you just have to sit down with a piece of paper and figure out which one is the tnai and which one is the shvua. And they're really both tnai and both shvua. One is just in the shvua rishayna. The other one is in the shvua shniya. And at the end of the day, if in your shvua you ate the tnai b'mezid and the shvua b'shoigeg, you're going to be chayiv oil v'yayirid. Because being that you ate the tnai b'mezid, it's not nidrei shkagis, the shvua is chal, even though you ate the shvua b'shoigeg, that's the parasha shvua is bita, you chayiv karbon oil v'yayirid. If you ate the tnai b'shoigeg and the shvua b'mezid, you're going to be potter. Why are you going to be potter? Because the tnai is what triggers the shvua, and if you did it b'shoigeg, you're going to have a adam b'shvua. Stay in b'shoigeg if everything was b'shoigeg. Potter, you're certainly going to be potter. Stay in b'mezid. What if you ate everything b'mezid? Ashniya mechayiv. The second one you're going to be chayav for, Arishoyna, Plukta, Rabbi Yochanan, Veresh Lakish. Again, the same exact idea. In terms of the one that you ate after you were already Mekayim the Tanai, the Gemara calls the Shnia, the one that you ate after you Mekabal the Tanai, if you did that B'mezid, that's what we're saying, Shtein B'mezid, you're certainly going to be chayav. If, however, you did it in the reverse, first you ate the Issa Shvua, and then you ate the Issa Tanai, so at the time that you ate the Issa Shvua, it's not clear yet whether or not you're being Goyver and Issa. It's totally the Machloikas Asra Asafik, and that's what the Gemara means when it says, Plukta, the Rabbi Yochanan, Viresh Lakish. Omer Rav Mari, Afana Nami Tonino, that there's one big chiddush in everything that we just said. I mean, really, it's just a lot of back of the envelope arithmetic. You have to sit down with Yishuv Hadas and go through it. But the principle, the yisoid, that emerges from this Gemara that we just learned, is that if a person makes a shvua, ala tanai, shvua shaloi oichel kikrzu, that's the shvua, ala tanai, im oichel kikrzu, and then he eats the second one, what the Gemara called really the Rishayna, but he eats the kikr shal tanai v'shoigig. The halacha is the shvua is nachal. Why is the shvua nachal? Because the way we look at this from Lundis is that when is the shvua being chal? Not when he said shvua shaloi oichel, but when he's mekayim the tanai. Because the shvua is not chal unless you mekayim the tanai. So we look at the chaloi shvua taking place at the time you mekayim the tanai. And if you're mekayim the tanai b'shoigig, it's as if you made the shvua b'shoigig, and there's a chsorin in her adam b'shvua. If a person makes a shvua b'shoigig, the shvua is not chal. Sounds like a chiddush. It is a chiddush, but really it's a mishnah. Bo nidre, bo nidorim tiru chachom, nidre zruzin, nidre havoi, nidre shkoges, nidre oinsin. So the Sefer Sasha says that some people don't have this gersa. Regardless, we don't need to go into all those four nedarim. What we need is one of the four. Nidrei shkagos ketzad. What's the definition of nidrei shkagos? It's kind of a person makes a neder and he says, "Machalti ve'im shosisi ve'niska shachav shasa." A person says, "I want this to be aser." Koinim kikerzu alai. It's not shvur. This is a mishnah mesach. This nedarim. So it's mentioning it in the context of nedarim. But a person makes a neder and he says, "I won't do kach. I won't eat kikerzu." But it's contingent on it tonight. If I ate, and if I drink, and in his mind he thought he didn't eat and he didn't drink. See, he didn't think he was being mekabel neder. And then afterwards, v'niska sh'achav v'shasa, and then he remembers, oops, I did eat and drink. So that really didn't make so much sense. So he, in his mind, didn't think he was being mekabel neder. And now all of a sudden, he realizes that he made a neder in machalti v'shasisi, thinking he didn't eat and drink, but really he did eat and drink. The halacha is, it's nidrei shkagos. The neder is not chal. What we need is the second part. What if a person says sha'ani, not sha'ini, sha'ani yoichel, sha'ani shoisa? A person says koinim, if I will eat, in the future tense, if I will drink, and shochach, and he by mistake eats or drinks, for achav v'shasa, mutter. At that point, it's going to be mutter. Why? Because it's true, he made the neder ala tanai, and he was mekayim the tanai, but he was mekayim the tanai b'shoigig. Being that he was mekayim the tanai b'shoigig, it's nidrei shkagos. If you make a neder contingent on a tanai, and the kiyum tanai happens b'shoigig, it's as if you made the neder b'shoigig. And just like if you would make the neder b'shoigig, the neder wouldn't be chal. If I make it ala tanai, and I'm mekayim the tanai b'shoigig, this love this, it's not going to be chal either. Now that mishnah is regarding nedar. But for Tani Allah, Geshem Shenidre Shkagos Mutarim, Kach Shvuah Shkagos Mutarim. Thus, says the Gemara, Amar Amori, Afana Nami Tanina, Rava was the one who had said all those cases of Shvuah Shalai Yechozu and Maychozu, and really was based on this Yusayid, that the Ha'adam B'Shvuah is determined based on what the person's mindset is at the time, that he's Mekayim the Tanai that triggers the Shvuah. Mefurish Mishnah. This is the halacha of Nidrei Shkagos, which is the halacha of Shvuah Shkagos. One more Gemara. Eifa, Tani, Shvuah is Bei Rabba. So Eifa learned in Rabba's yeshiva, and he learned Mesach the Shvuas. Poga Bei Avimi, Achua. He met his brother Avimi. Amalei, so he started talking and learning. So he told him, tell you a halacha that I heard. Mahu. So Avimi asked Eifa. He says, "Oh, you just learned Masech the Shvuas. Can I ask you a question? If a person says Shvuas Shloy Achalti, and really he did eat, so how many Chiyuvim do you have? Were you chayiv? Were you over your shvuah once? Were you over your shvuah twice?" Eifa says, "What do you mean? I learned Masech the Shvuas. Ain't he chayiv al achas? Avadi only chayiv once. Ain't shvuah chal shvuah." Amalei. So Avimi told him, "Mishtabash. You're making a mistake, Eifa. Hari yatz shvuah the sheker." When is there a loch of ain't shvuah chal shvuah? That's if it's a real shvuah. So a person says shvuah shaloi oichel, it's a real shvuah. Shvuah shaloi oichel a second time, ain't shvuah chal shvuah. But if a person says shvuah shaloi ochalti, and really he did eat, is that a real shvuah? No, it's a shvuah sheker. Being that it's not a real shvuah, because it's not true, so a shvuah sheker can't inhibit a second shvuah from being chal. A real shvuah stops another shvuah, but a fake shvuah, such as a false shvuah, not. So shvuah shalai, yeah, that's the Mishnah, and that's what Eifa was telling too. But Avimi told Eifa, "You're making a mistake, because our Mishnah is talking about a real shvuah that's chal. That ain't shvuah chal shvuah. Shvuah shalai achalti, that's a shvuah sheker. You don't have that halacha." Said another halacha, shvuah shalai oichel tesha ve'eser mahu. So Avimi asked Eifa another question. What if a person swears, "I won't eat 9 pieces of bread," and then he swears, "I won't eat 10 pieces of bread." So you told him, chayev al kol achas v'achas. He says, "Oh, you're definitely going to be chayev." Why? Because even though ain't shvuah chal shvuah, but the second shvuah was ma'asef. The first shvuah, you said you're not going to eat 9, and in the second shvuah, you said you're not going to eat 10. So you added a kikar. Being that you added a kikar, now the second shvuah could be chal. Amalei, so you told him, "Ishtabash, Eifa, you're making a mistake. Itesha loy ochel. If a person swears he's not going to eat 9, I can eat 10. So it means included in the shvuah shaloi oichel tesha was a shvuah shaloi oichel eser. It's elementary, but at first glance it sounds a little counterintuitive. So he says, "No, the shvuah is not going to be chal." He says, "Okay." So then he said, "What about I'll ask you another shayla. Shvuah shaloi oichel eser." Talk about a faher. V'tesha mal. What if he said, "I swear I'm not going to eat 10? And then he said, "I swear I'm not going to eat 9. So Eifa says, "Oh, that's easy. Of course ain't a chayev. Because that's for sure ain't shvuah chal shvuah. They're real shvuahs. I swear I'm not going to eat 10. And now I swear I'm not going to eat 9. So it's b'chlal masayim mana. B'chlal eser tesha. Amalei no ishtabasht. Wrong again. Eser hu d'lo yachol. When he said, "I swear I'm not going to eat 10, he meant, "I'm not going to eat 10. Ha tesha miyachol. 9 you could eat. Now you swore that you're not even going to eat 9. Omer Abaya said, "Zimni the Mishkachas lo le'efa l'hodemar." One time I spoke in learning with Eifa Masech Teshuvos, and he said a halacha that was true. What's that halacha? So that already we'll see tomorrow. But before we end, we have a little bit of time. Before we end, just one lumdus that we have to take away from this very Geshmak of Black Gemara. So the Gemara had said, took up a big chunk of the daf, Amar Rava, Nishbal Kikar, if a person swears that he's not going to eat a Kikar, the Ochlo, and then he eats it, Im Shayim Imena Kezayas, if he leaves over a Kezayas, Nishlala, he can be Shayim. But if he eats it completely, he can't be Shayim. The Gemara didn't understand why Kezayas, and the Gemara said, Iba Yaseima Shaloy Oichel, Iba Yaseima Shaloy Oichlena. Iba Yaseima Shaloy Oichlena, Ishayir Kezayas, if he leaves over a Kezayas, Choshev Lechuliela, he left over a Shir Choshev, if he left over a Shir Choshev, he could be Shayil. However, if he didn't leave over a Kezayis, he didn't leave over a Shir Chashev. If he didn't leave over a Shir Chashev, it's as if he ate it completely. If it's as if he ate it completely, he's not going to be Chayil. Pashup Shan in this Gemara. Why do we look at Kezayis as being a Shir Chashev? Because in Shvuos, when a person says Shvuos Shalei Yechel, how much is he not allowed to eat? He's not allowed to eat a Kezayis. So that's why this whole Gemara over here was discussing. He left over a Kezayis, didn't leave over. This whole Sugya Mestzach mit Kezayis, because Kezayis is the Shir Choshev when it comes to Isser Achila for someone that makes the Shvuah Shalai Yoichel, which is exactly what this person did. Now the truth is that whether Shvuah Shalai Yoichel means Kezayis is really B'machloikis Shnuya. It's B'machloikis Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim, the first Mishnah, and Perek Shvuah Shnayim Masr. But we paskin like the Chachamim, not like Rabbi Akiva. We paskin that Shvuah Shalai Yoichel means Kezayis. So Shvuah Shalai Yoichel means Kezayis. It makes sense, Rava Alocha, Nishbal Kikar V'Ochlo, Im Shayer Mimeno Kezayis, Nishal Olea, Achla Kula, ain't Nishal Olea. And what does Achla Kula mean? Even if you left over less than a Kezayis, that would be as if you were Achla Kula at that point, ain't Nishal Olea. Davni Meluim, in Shailos Tshuvas, Simon Yud Beis, and Reb Kiveger, in Shailos Tshuvas, Simon Kuf Nun Dalet, both were Mechavim to the same Kash. The Rambam paskins like the Chachamim, that if a person says shvuah shalo yoichel, it means he's not allowed to eat a kezayis. Stating that, the Rambam says he's also not allowed to eat pachas mikezayis. And even though the sugis of Masechta Shvuas clearly were that it's machlokes from keeping the Chachamim, and we paskin like the Chachamim, shvuah shalo yoichel means kezayis, it's true. The ikur iser shvuas chal b'kezayis, and the malchus and the oil of yoyreid, everything is going to be told in kezayis. But we know chatzis shir is also in Atayra. So just like it's an avelus b'kezayis, but you still can't eat less than a kezayis, just like there's a shir koseves on Yom Kippur, but you can't eat less than a koseves. Why? Because chatzis shir osam in Atayra, says the Rambam, chatzis shir osam in Atayra when it comes to shvuas as well. So if a person says shvuas shalo yoichel, bottom line, ask a rav. If you'd ask the Rambam, what's the halacha? Could I eat pachas mikezayis? He'd say chalila. It's macholis asuros. You're not allowed to eat pachas mikezayis and macholis asuros. I shvush daim basra. I know the gemaras. Yeah, that's all true as it relates to the chiyuvim. The ikur chiyuv shvua was chal on kezayis. But once there's a cheftza of macholis asuros, now you can't even pachas mikezayis. You can't eat pachas mikezayis. Afreik of kiveger. Afreik davni meluim. If that's the case, so it comes out this is a shvua on pachas mikezayis as well. So they were very bothered. Why did Rava say nishbal kikar? The achla only in Shire mimena kezayis is the halacha you can be shoyel. But if you left over pachas mikezayis, you can't be shoyel. As if to say, if I left over pachas mikezayis, so I don't have a shir iser anymore for me to be able to be shoyel. According to the Rambam, even if I have less than a shir kezayis, I still have a shir iser. Chatzis shir is also in Atayra. So why can't I be shoyel on the pachas mikeshir that's left over based on the halacha of chatzis shir also in Atayra? And Avin Blum says two terutzim. The first terutz Avin Blum says is beautiful. He says that it's true, Chatzis Shir is awesome in Atayra. But what's the gather of Chatzis Shir? How do you understand it in the context of Shvuos? A person said Shvuos Shalo Yoichel. We assume that what did he mean? I won't eat a kezayis. Because if we assumed he meant pachas mikezayis, he'd be chayiv on pachas mikezayis. How do you know? Because if you're mefarish, and if a person says mefurish, shvuah shalo yoichel pachas mikeshir, the Gemara said everybody agrees mefarish is like namala, it's like beria. Everybody agrees pachas mikeshir yichayiv. So when a person says shvuah shalo yoichel, the assumption is he meant I will not eat a kezayis. Why then are you not allowed to eat even pachas mikashir? Because the Torah said kol chaylev, l'rabo is chatzishir. There's a new issa Torah of chatzishir asam in HaTorah. But says the Avni Meluim, as it relates to what the das hanoider was, as it relates to what the kavano of the person who made the shvu was, his kavano was not to eat a gezayis. The fact that he's not allowed to eat pachas mikazayis, that the Torah imposed on you based on a general halacha of chatzishir asam in HaTorah. So says the Avni Meluim, why are you allowed to be shoyel on a neder? Why could you be shoyel on a shvuah? Why can you be shoyel on a zeros and hektish? It's all because I'm the one that made it, so I now have the ability to go ahead and be matered. In fact, Nazir Shimshin, the Gemara says, there's no Shayla. Bechar, the Gemara says, throughout Shas, there's no Shayla. Why is there no Shayla on Bechar? Because Kedushas and Erechem. I'm not the one that made it hektish. Kadosh Baruch Hu made it hektish. Nazir Shimshin, you're being matfis in the original Nazir Shimshin that was made, Al Yedei Malach, it wasn't a man-made Naziris. Being that it wasn't a man-made Naziris, there's no Shayla. The only reason there's Shayla in the parish of Nedarim and Shavuos is because I created the Isser. But to the extent that I didn't create the Isser, like Nazir Shimshin and Bechar, there is no Halacha of Shayla. So Zok Davni Meluim, when a person says Shavuos Shalo Yoichel, it's true I created the Isser. But I only created the Isser on Kezayis. But as it relates to Pachas Mikezayis, I didn't create that. That's Chatzis Shir Asam in HaTorah. That the Torah created. If the Torah created, there's no Shayla. So if there's no Shayla on Pachas Mikezayis, so what do you want to say? That if a person would eat Shnishbal Kikar and he left over Pachas Mikezayis, let the Shayla be Chal on the Pachas Mikezayis. Why do you want it to be Chal on Pachas Mikezayis? Because I have a Shir Isser. I have Isser for the Shayla to be Teufelsin. It's not true. I don't have Isser for the Shayla to be Teufelsin. Because although it's true I have Isser, but I can't be Shayl on that Isser. I need a Kezayis to be Shayl on. Because on Pachas Mikezayis, it's Isser Torah. If it's Isser Torah, it's less of a Shayla. But Zok Avni Meluim, I want to say another Teretz. And this second Teretz, Avni Meluim says, is really a Yesoy Gadol, and it has ramifications in Kol HaTorah Kula, even Halacha L'Maisa. And that is, said Avni Meluim, the Gemara says in Masechtas Yuma, the Makar, Techatzis Shir Asam in HaTorah, is the parish of Chelev. It could have said, don't eat Chelev. It says, don't eat Kol Chelev, Kol the rabbis. Don't even eat a Chatzis Shir. So even though there is a Shir Li Yamalkis and Li Yin Oinshin, but as it relates to the Isser, Chatzis Shir is going to be awesome in HaTorah. But then the Gemara says a Svara. The Gemara says, you want to know why Chatzis Shir is awesome in HaTorah? Because when a person eats Chatzis Shir, it's Chazilit Starufet. What's Pashup Shah? What does it mean, Chazik Litztarufe? The halach is, if a person eats a kezayis in a vela, he gets malchus. Does that mean you have to eat the entire kezayis in one gulp? right? The way the briskers eat matzah, is that the way you have to eat it? You have to like stuff it in your mouth and get it down? No, you don't have to. The halach is, as long as you eat the kezayas, toich kedei achilas pras, that in and of itself is going to be enough. So whatever the shir achilas pras is, 9 minutes, 4, whatever it is. So if a person would eat a chatzi zayas and toich kedei achilas pras, he'd eat the other half of kezayas, he'd be over. That means when a person eats a chatzi shir, even though if he stops eating right then and there, he's not going to be over the real Isser Kezayas. But let's say he wouldn't stop. Let's say he would take another bite. And he would end up eating a Kezayas, Bechtei Achilas Pras. It would come out of Mafreya that the first bite that I took was Mitzarev to the second bites that I took. And now you would have a Shir Kezayas. So it comes out that when I eat Pachas Mikashir, that's not dead on arrival. We have to see. The jury's still out. We have to see, am I going to continue eating? And being that if I continue eating, it'll come out that this first achila that I had was an achila sisser. It's chazi le'itztarufa. It could be mitztaref or something else. It's for that reason, chatzi shir is asam natera. So it's learned out from a pasuk, but the Gemara says there's a svara behind the pasuk. It says, the avni meluim. So what would be if a person only has a chatzi zayas? He doesn't have another half a zayas. At that point, it's not chazil etztarufe. If it's not chazil etztarufe, yesh loimar, there's no chatzi shir asim in atayra. So it says, davni malum, in this case, when a person said, shvua, shaloi oichel kikerzu, and he ate, he's eating, he's fressing, and he left over pachas mikashir. There's less than a kezayas of this kikar that he had sworn he wasn't going to eat. Right now, is this chazi letztarufe? It's not chazi letztarufe anymore. He's finished eating, he's done. That's all there is this pachas mikashir. Being that it's not chazi letztarufe, there's no chatzi shir asim in atayra. If there's no chatzi shir asim in atayra, it's for that reason that if all you have is the pachas mikashir, you're not going to be able to be shoyl. Meaning, Rav's halacha was negeya, where all there was a chatzi shir. It's not anymore toich kedei achilas pras from what he had previously eaten. It's not chazi letztarufe with anything he can eat in the future because there's nothing left to eat. If all you have is a chatzi shir, says the Avni Meluim, yesh loimar, over there you're not going to have the halacha of chatzi shir asim in atayra. But says the Avni Meluim, and listen to l'shoinei hazav, ela delibi mahases b'zeh. He says, I'm not so comfortable with this because the imkain, if this is true, I'm going to tell you another nafkamina l'halacha that should come out. Makipurim, if it's Yom Kippur, and it's the end of the day, it's the end of Ne'ilah, and you're starving. The lekas shoyis el lepachas mikashir, you only have time to eat pachas mikashir, you just don't even have enough time to eat a full shir. Ye mutter min atoira lekatchila to eat a chatzi shir, kiven doi chazi su letztarufe. Being that it's not chazi letztarufe anymore. If you're telling me a chiddush that the only time chatzi shir is awesome in that Torah is when it's bepoil chazi letztarufe. But if it's not bepoil chazi letztarufe, for example, I said shvu shlo yechal kikar zu, so the shvu is only on this kikar, I don't have a full shir of it. So it's not possible to be mitzaref. At this point, there's no chazi letztarufe. You tell me there's no chatzi shir awesome in that Torah. So the same exact case. Let's say you don't have enough time. So at the end of the day, it's Yom Kippur. Could I go to Katchilu and eat a chatzi shir? It should come out that maybe you should be allowed to. And says the Avni Meluim, libi mahasis b'zeh. I'm not comfortable. And it's for that reason, says the Avni Meluim, elo machvarta kidekosivna, it must be the chatzi shir eni b'teres neder, ilo, sorry, above me, elo v'kamoshah kasafti, like the first teres, the Avni Meluim said. Kiveger, again, as mentioned, in Shailos the Tshuva, Simen Kuf Nun Dal, the end of the Tshuva, the whole Tshuva is negay, the sugis that we learned in the last week. But the end of the Tshuva, Kvega asks this Kasha, and I'll read it to you inside. V'ula yesh loimar, maybe you have to say, da'od chatzi shir aser, hainu ba'oid sheho iser be'en be'kezayas. B'zeh shayich chazi letztarufi, l'shir sholim. If there's a whole kezayas ba'olam, there's chazi letztarufi. Ava ba'ochle v'shayir chatzi shir, d'leke shir ba'olam. But if you don't have a full shir ba'olam, v'shayich chazi letztarufi, at that point you don't have chazil starufe mutaloichloi. In other words, Rav Kivega's teretz was the Avni Meluim second teretz. Says Rav Kivega, v'yim yized din chadosh. It's going to come out from here a very big chiddush v'alacha. The besoif yom achron the Pesach. If it's the end of the day and achron shal Pesach, and you want to have a taiva for a little bit of chametz, or soif yom akipurim, or it's the end of Yom Kippur, be'inyin the lekos shoyis lechol chazayis. In a way where you don't have time to eat a chazayis, a mutalechol chatzishir. It'll be mutalechatchila to eat chatzishir. And says Rabbi Kiva Eger, v'tzarech in ledina. It's a very big chiddush. V'tzarech in ledina. Said Avni Meluim said it, but he said v'libi mahases. Rabbi Kiva Eger said it, and in classic Rabbi Kiva Eger terminology, he said, v'tzarechi ledina. He said he wasn't sure. But the bottom line is this yesoid that the achrayim want to take out of our Gemara. Talk about tucked away. That they want to take out of our Gemara, this chiddush. How do you go from shvua shaloi oichal kikrazu, v'shayir mimenu kezayis, to somebody eating chametz right before shkia on Pesach, or somebody eating anything right before Shkia Yom Kippur? But bottom line is that the only time you say Chatzis Shira Asa Ben HaTorah is when it's Chazil Tzarufei. But if it's not physically Chazil Tzarufei, it could be at that point the halacha is going to be different. So Kiveger and the Avnei Miluim wanted to be Metzadeit such a Chiddush, but they weren't comfortable. The Avnei Miluim said Libi Mahasis. Rabbi Kiveger said Tzarechi Ladina. Stating that the Nedi Yehuda in a tshuva, and it's an Erech Chaim Tinyana, it's Simin Nun Gimel. He's writing a tshuva back to somebody that sent him a shayla on something that the Nadi Yehuda himself wrote in the Tzlach. It's interesting, he starts the tshuva, he says that I have a lot of hana, that you're learning my sefer, you're learning the Tzlach, shani roya shehu sheikel al chiburi. So he says, you're giving me a lot of hana, I want to respond to your shayla. The Nadi Yehuda, in his sefer Tzlach, said, a gvaldige chiddush, wait, to answer a Kesef Mishnah's Kasha on a, what first glance seems to be a Peledig Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchas Chametz U'Matzah, Perek Aleph, Halacha Zayin. This is Shabbos HaGadol material. Ha'ichol min ha-chametz, atzmei be-Pesach. If somebody eats chametz on Pesach, kol shu, ha-reza asa min ha-Torah. It's asa min ha-Torah, shenema lo yeyachil chametz. The Rambam found the pasuk in the Torah, lo yeyachil chametz, which clearly is miyutar, it's extant, to teach me that if somebody eats chametz, even a kol shu, meaning even pachas mikasher, the halach is it's asa min ha-Torah. Freik de kesef mishnah kashali. I don't understand. Lomali krab chametz bePesach. Why did Rambam need a pasuk to tell me that if somebody eats chametz less than a kezayis, he's over the iser chametz? Habechal isurim shebetayra. Every iser in the Torah kaimelon chatz yishir asa min ha-Torah. Zok tenoy de biyudin slach. I'll tell you why the Rambam needed a pasuk, because the chabzach gevaldig enough gemina. What if a person wants to eat pachas mikasher chametz right before the sun sets? Right before the sun sets on Achron Shal Pesach, are you allowed to or not? Mitzad Chatzi Shir Asam and HaTorah Zok Tetzlach be mutter. You know why? Because the whole Yisoid of Chatzi Shir Asam and HaTorah is Chazil Etzdarufei and Lekashos Bayoim. There's no time to be Mitzdarif. So being that it's Lekashos Bayoim, it's not Negei Chazil Etzdarufei. So that's why the Rambam needed a pasuk. The Rambam said that in addition to the general, the algemeiner klal of Chatzis Shir Asam and HaTorah, there's a specific loisase in the Torah that says you're not allowed to eat chametz pachas mikasher. If I can't eat chametz pachas mikasher, then it chapen af gemina, even if it's samach l'shkiyas hachama b'achrin shal Pesach. It's true on the third day Pesach, achol ha'mayit, you want to eat chametz pachas mikasher, I don't need a pasuk for that. For that I have Chatzis Shir Asam and HaTorah. But it could chapen af gemina where there won't be a Chatzis Shir Asam and HaTorah. What's the af gemina? Reb Kiveger's suffix. Davni Maluim Suffolk, where maybe where there's no bepoil chazilat starufe, maybe in that instance it would be okay. Kamashmal on a pasuk lo yoyachel chametz, that even in that instance it's not going to be okay. Either way, the Nevi Yehuda said it in Slach, and he's mayrichin it here in the tshuvas. It's like a geshmak a tshuva to go through if you have time. It's again madura tinyana erechayim simin nun gimel. We mentioned Avni Meluim, Reb Kiveger and the Rebbe Yehuda, so we have to mention the Chasam Sofer. The Chasam Sofer in the Tshuva, it's also in Chelek Vav. So there's a lot of geshmak of Tshuvas in Chelek Vav. The original Chasam Sofers don't have Chelek Vav. The new Chasam Sofers printed it. So if you look in Chelek Shishi, Chelek Vav of the Chasam Sofer, it's in the end of Tshuva Samechei. Listen to the last paragraph, three lines in Chasam Sofer. Umeyaza Marti, the Davka Chometz Tzorich Kroi. Davka Chometz needs a pasuk. He's referring to this Rambam, that the Rambam brought a pasuk. Why is it that if somebody eats chometz but Pesach Kolshu, the halach is that it's awesome in HaTorah? You know why the Rambam needed a pasuk? To like Shai Chazil Etzdarufei Besoif Yoim Achron Shal Pesach. Because it happened after Mina, if it was the end of Yoim Achron Shal Pesach, where you don't have Chazil Etzdarufei. Vahava Mina, I would have thought, Oz Yeh Mutol Lechol Chatzi Shir. Kamash Malam Dafilu Hachi Yaser. In other words, in three lines, he was mechavin to this Yisoid of the Tzlach, this Yisoid that Nadi Yehuda was Mayrechin again in Shai Osachuvas, Nadi Yehuda as well. Regardless, we had a Gemara. With a Gemara says, Omar Rava, if a person makes a shvua shleich kikazu, and now he wants to be shoyl on the shvua, the problem is he started eating. If he left over a kezayis,
he can be shoyl. If he left over pachas megazayas, he can't be shoyl. A whole gemara, but the yisayid, the principle you take out of the gemara is that if he left over a gazayas, so the iser shvuah is still ba'olam, so to speak. If the iser shvuah is still ba'olam, you can be shoyl. If he left over pachas megazayas, the iser shvuah is not ba'olam. And being that the iser shvuah is not ba'olam, at that point, you can't be shoyl anymore. Fregen d'achroinim, what do you mean the iser shvuah is not ba'olam? The Rambam says, shvuah shalo yoichel, even though the halacha is like the chachamim, that the iser is chal begazayas, b'chatzin shirasim in ha-Torah. So the iser shvuah is ba'olam. Avilum said, to terutzim, but one teretz Avimulum said was a chiddush that it could be being that all you have is pachis mikezayis, so there's no chazil at starufe, where there's no chazil at starufe, you're not going to have chatzis shirasim in a Torah. Kveig declared to say that sad. In other words, they want to say a very big chiddush. The Achrayna want to say that the only time you say chatzis shirasim in a Torah is where it's bepoil chazil at starufe, but where it's not bepoil chazil at starufe, over there, you're not going to say chatzis shirasim in a Torah. Reb Kiveger said it, Vitzarachim Ladina, David Blum said it, Velibi Mahaseis, but clearly the Chassam Sofer and the Rebbe Yehuda, they were very confident in the Svara, and they said it to answer the Kesef Mishnah's Kasha, and the Rambam, Hilchas Chometz Matzah, Perek Aleph, Halacha Zayin. There's a Shagasari and a Menchas Chinuch to speak out, but maybe we'll save that for another day.